弟兄姊妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我今天早晨啊，不是要讲一篇道。
Today I'm not just going to share some doctrine.
那我有一个负担呢。
I have a burden.
和弟兄姊妹们交通。
To share with brothers and sisters.
在二十世纪开头的时候，主在中国所兴起的一个属灵运动。
The Lord has started this spiritual work among people in China.
也是一个回归运动。
And it is a calling for the people to return.
一直到今天，那么这个运动如何，那么在地上延续？
And it's to see how does this activity continue.
因为九月份的时候呢，我去了一趟中国。
Because in September I went back to China.
虽然呢，我只不过在那里短短的停留了大概11天。
Even though I had a short stay there of about 11 days.
但是主让我看见有一些的情况，叫我里面非常的受鼓舞。
But there were some conditions there that caused me to be somewhat concerned.
当然，过去我们晓得很多人去中国大陆。
And we know that this past year, many people went back to China.
那么他们也从中国带回来了很多里面弟兄姊妹们的见证。
And they brought back many testimonies of the brothers and sisters in China.
大部分呢，很多是包括着受苦的见证。
And a lot of these testimonies had to do with their being persecuted.
那么也包括着一些神在里面所行的一些神迹奇事，一些的工作。
And all the wonderful works of the Lord and all these works.
但是主这一次带我去呢。
But this time when the Lord led me back,
主似乎让我看见一点另外一面的东西。
The Lord had helped me see a different perspective of things.
我自己里面是非常的得鼓舞。
And inside my heart, I have this concern.
我一直感觉我们的主一直做工到今天，并没有停止他的作为。
And I feel that the Lord has not stopped his work throughout all these days.
因为在过去这很多年。
Because in the past many years.
无论是在美洲。
Whether it's in America,
无论在亚洲
or in Asia,
我看见在我们有交通的这些弟兄姊妹当中
we can see that those brothers that we fellowship with
所出现的情况呢，很多都是叫人很丧气的
that there are a lot of conditions that cause many people to be sorrowful.
你看见的很多光景都是很多的失败软弱
a lot of conditions are failures or weaknesses.
但是这一次在中国呢，主让我看见一些的情况里面非常的鼓舞。
And so, but this time when the Lord brought me back to China, it caused me to feel very encouraged.
当然，我想我们要谈到这一个整个的一个属灵的运动嘛。
And so when we
movement.
See that there is a spiritual movement.
那我们想，我们需要追溯到这个二十世纪初。
And we should see that this has been happening since the 20th century.
我很希望在座的很多青年的弟兄姊妹们
I hope that many young brothers and sisters here.
我们能对过去的这一段的历史呢，能够略略的能有一点点的认识
That towards history that you have some understanding.
当然，当我们回头这一段历史的时候，我今天不能很详尽的去述说
And so when I look back at this history, I can't really speak of it in detail.
我们也避开有许多人的软弱和失败的情况。
And of course, we'll avoid looking at all the failures and the weaknesses.
我们读历史，又特别属灵的历史。
And when we look at spiritual history,
我想圣经呢，给我们一个非常好的一个榜样。
I think the Bible gives us a very good example.
就是神的工作在人的中间往前去的时候。
Is that when God's work is moving ahead among people?
从旧约一直到新约
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们看见神所使用的人个个都有软弱
We can see that all those that the Lord has used all have weaknesses.
个个都有失败
All have failures.
但是呢，神借着他们所做的那些事是非常重要
But God, through them, to do his work was really important.
所以当我们回头在讲这段历史的时候
So when we look back to discuss the history of this.
我们也避开我们弟兄姊妹们，我们不需要，我们不是高举任何人。
And we are not lifting up anybody.
我们也不是要批评任何人。
And we're not criticizing anybody.
我们是看神在这些人身上所带领的那个工作。
We want to see the work which the Lord has been doing through these people.
为什么我要讲这个?
Why do I want to speak like this? Because all the brothers and sisters sitting here today, is, there's some relation to this.
所以我们必须从根源上看一看到底主是, 在我们中间是怎样带领我们的。
So we need to see how does the Lord lead us.
那么并且呢我们知道在未来的日子我们应该怎样的往前。
And we also want to know that in the future days, how do we move on?
啊, 今天基督教在地上是十分混乱的。
And so there are a lot of chaos in the world.
太多的事情出来了。
Too many things have happened.
弄得我们眼花缭乱。
It causes to be very chaotic.
那很多时候我们不知道主的路在哪里。
So we don't know where to go. Where
让我们周围很多的事情的影响。
And we are affected by many things around us.
但是我们晓得,
that we understand that in the beginning of the 20th century,
主的确在中国兴起了一个很特别的一个工作,
that the Lord had raised up this very special work in the
world. 而这个工作呢, 对于后来的圣徒们是有长远的影响。
And this work in China has a long lasting impact on those
今天呢,
people.
我们希望呢, 能够回头稍微看一点这个情况,
and today, when we turn our heads to look back at the situation,
叫我们里面呢, 能够得到一些的鼓励,
to cause us to have some sort of
encouragement. 盼望主使我们在今天能够在主所要的这个回归的运动里面呢, 能够持续背负主的见证, 继续往前。
That may this returning of back to the Lord, this movement will continue.
那当然我想有一些的事可能弟兄姊妹们有一些人已经略略的知道了。
And I know that there are some things that brothers and sisters will know very well.
那么请你们原谅我, 人就稍微的把它重复一下。
So please forgive me for repeating some of these things.
我们知道在20世纪初的时候, 神所在中国兴起的这一个属灵的运动,
we know that in the beginning of the 20th century, the Lord had raised up this spiritual movement in China.
乃是主借着一个英国的姊妹开始的。
That the Lord had started this work through a sister from England.
那么这个姊妹呢, 就是我们大家所熟悉的何硕文教师。
And so this sister is known as
Margaret Barber.
Margaret Barber.
啊, 那么主给她一个很特别的负担。
And so the Lord had given her a really special burden.
那么她就从英国重新一次回到中国。
And so it's the first time she went back to China.
那么我们知道在近几百年来,
and we know that in these last few hundred years,
西方曾经有大量的宣教士到中国。
The Western world has many missionaries going to China.
也有很多很大的工作到了中国。
And there's a lot of great work in China.
比方说像戴德森弟兄所带起的内地会, 那是一个很大很庞大的工作。
And for example, Hudson Taylor had this great work in China.
那么他们这些工作进来呢, 大部分呢, 都是为着福音。
And a lot of this work had to do with the gospel.
因为他们想在那个大地上面呢, 有成千上万的百姓还没有信主。
Because there are so many people that had not yet believed in the Lord.
所以他们心中一个负担呢, 要把福音带到中国。
So within their hearts has this burden to bring the gospel back to China.
当然在中国呢, 他们也建立了一些的聚会。
And of course in China they have established some churches.
但是大多数的负担来讲的话呢, 是集中在福音这个点上。
But most of the burden was upon the gospel.
但是呢, 我们的姊妹呢, 她到中国的时候呢, 她的负担不一样。
But this sister, when she went to China, her burden was different.
那么当然她在中国她也传福音。
Of course she did spread the gospel while she was in China.
主也借着她行了有些的神迹奇事。
And the Lord through her was able to accomplish some miracles. And
我在香港的时候,
while I was in Hong Kong,
两年前的香港,
2 years ago in Hong Kong,
有一个姊妹告诉我,
there was a sister who told me,
她的祖母跟她的祖父是怎样信主的。
How her grandfather and grandmother believed.
她说啊, 她的祖母呢, 因为病重,
she said that because of her grandmother's illness.
那么她的祖父是个医生,
and because the grandfather is a doctor.
到最后呢, 束手无策,
and there's many times they're helpless.
那么她的祖母躺在家里面呢, 这个奄奄一息, 那差不多快死了。
And so the grandmother was about to die at home.
虽然她的先生是医生, 但是也没办法医她。
That even though her husband was a doctor, yet he was unable to help her.
就停在那里啊, 就等着她死。
And so he was waiting for her to die.
那么他们就, 这个, 白天的时候, 她的那个先生呢, 老先生就去她的诊所。
And so that in the morning, the husband went to his office.
那家人非常的着急。
And so many people were very worried.
很难过,
and they were very scared.
啊, 忽然中间呢, 有一人提起来,
and someone mentioned.
他说呢, 我们隔壁那个村子那里啊, 有几个这个, 外国人,
that in the village over, there is this Westerner.
听说呢, 他们所信的神呢, 可以医病的,
and he heard that he believes in God and he could heal people.
他说他们很会唱歌,
and said that he could really sing.
他们唱一些很特别的歌,
and they sing really special songs.
我们是不是把他们请来给我们唱唱歌?
Maybe we could invite them to come and sing some songs.
看看能不能有点帮助,
to see if there could be some help.
结果那个就是 Miss Barber 跟她的同工,
and so it was actually Miss Barber and her co-workers.
所以他们就把他们两个请来了,
and so they invited them to come.
那么请来之后呢, 的确我们的姊妹就围着这个病人呢, 就在那里唱诗歌,
and so our sister surrounded the patient and started to sing.
那么为他祷告,
and pray.
很奇妙的,
very wonderfully.
这个姊妹的祖母啊, 忽然之间醒过来了,
so sister's grandmother just woke.
啊, 然后就坐起来了,
and she sat up.
哇, 全家都是非常的吃惊啊,
and the whole family was really scared.
所以有人就赶快跑去那个诊所告诉那个老先生,
and so they ran to the old man's place.
这个老先生完全不能相信,
and he could not believe it.
他说一定是回光返照,
and he said, oh, maybe it's
这个怎么翻呢这个 中国人常常讲, 这个人死的时候, 忽然之间有一阵的清醒,
maybe it's life flashing before our eyes.
那么他们说这个大概是回光返照,
and so she said, maybe it's just light flashing for her eyes.
这个老先生完全不能相信,
and so this old man could not believe.
按照他医生的常识知道这个根本不可能的,
according to his knowledge as a doctor, this is not possible.
因为妻子要过世, 赶快跑回去,
and so he thought, oh, his wife is going to die, so he ran back.
结果跑回去一看呢, 那个人完全正常,
and so when he saw his wife, she was completely normal.
这是我在香港的时候, 一个姊妹亲口告诉我, 她祖母
This was when I was in Hong Kong that the sister had told me about this salvation of the
family.
As a result, their entire family believed in the Lord.
所以呢,我们的姊妹们到了中国之后,
and so after her sister returned to China,
他们也传福音,
they were spreading the gospel.
主也借着他们呢,行了一些神迹奇事,
and the Lord through them was doing wonders and miracles.
但是这个不是他们的负担,
but this was not their burden.
他心中一个非常重的负担,
within their heart they had this really heavy burden.
就是希望 为主能够得罪一些年轻人,
it is for the Lord to obtain these young people.
后来就有一批年轻人跟他在一起, 他就带领他们追求,
and so later there is a group of young people and she led them to pursue the Lord.
那么当初大概有66个年轻人跟他在一起,
in the beginning there were about 66 young people.
后来呢, 我们知道其中有6个人, 后来在侍奉上蛮被主用,
and later we know that of the 66 there were 6 who were used by the Lord greatly.
而其中一个最大的影响就是尼托森弟兄,
and the greatest influence was Watchman Nee.
那么尼弟兄呢, 从何淑文教师那里领受了非常好的属灵的教导,
Brother Nee received great spiritual teachings from this
并且我们晓得尼, 那个何淑文教师对付尼弟兄是非常严厉,
and we know that our sister Barbara was very strict towards our brother Nee.
对付那些年轻人也是非常严厉,
and very strict to all the other young people.
后来这些很多年轻人受不了都跑掉了,
so many young people actually left.
那么只有尼弟兄愿意接受他的对付,
it was only brother Nee that was willing to take this training.
感谢主他在年轻学了很好的一个破碎的功课,
and so we thank the Lord that he had learned this good lesson of being broken.
那么从何淑文教师那里,
and so from sister Barbara,
他 认识了宾路易师母,
he was able to know Mrs. Penn Lewis.
那么从宾路易师母那里得到了十字架的这个信息,
from Sister Penn Lewis he learned the message of the cross,
得到非常好的帮助,
and he received great help.
所以尼弟兄二十几岁就开始写属灵人这本书,
so about 20 years old Brother Nee started to write spiritual books.
如果没有宾路易师母这本书是写不出来的,
without Sister Penn Lewis he would not be able to write this.
所以从那里得到了非常好的关于十字架经历的一些信息,
so from her he received this great message about the cross.
那么后来呢, 他又从何淑文教师那里 得到了弟兄运动中间的好多的这些宝贵的信息,
and later Brother Nee obtained many precious lessons from Sister Barbara regarding the brothers movement.
我们知道这个弟兄运动曾经在欧洲是一个非常大的一个复兴的运动,
and we know that the brothers movement was a great revival movement in Europe.
所以我们的弟兄如饥如渴的就大量的从他们的书籍里面呢, 那么吸取丰富,
And so the brother, he just kept on trying to understand about this brother's movement. And this pursuit, it did not allow just brother Nee to receive this grace, but it created this long lasting impact on the upcoming churches.
弟兄姊妹们,
and that impact has lasted until today.
并且在世界全地还继续的在往外延伸。
And this continues to be spreading outward to all parts of the world.
我们的姊妹过去了,
so after our sister has died,
我们的弟兄寻到了,
and after. And then our brother started to be a missionary,
martyr.
Be a martyr.
Yeah. 但是呢，他们所带进这个影响，
but they
一直在神的百姓中间继续的往前。
But they said that this influence and this impact continued among God's people.
那很可惜啊。
But sadly,
弟兄姊妹们，无论在美洲，在远东。
Whether in the North America or in the Far East.
当然我们知道后来因为有些人为的因素,
we know that because of some people,
很多弟兄姊妹被带偏离的这个路,
many people were led along a deceptive path.
以至于呢,这个整个的这个见证呢, 在亚洲呢, 变得非常的衰弱。
And so this testimony in Asia became very weak.
在美洲看看这个情况也是非常软弱。
And you see in America this is the same weak condition.
所以一直造成好多弟兄们常常心里面有很深的一个叹息在。
And so it causes deep sigh among many brethren.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我过去曾经讲过,
in the past I've talked about,
就着福音的工作来讲,
to look at just the work of the gospel.
今天我们所处的时代呢, 是一个空前发展这个福音的时代。
We can see that in this day, it is this continuous spreading of the gospel. It's unprecedented. In the history of the church, there has not been so many people who are believers. In China alone, there are millions of believers. And we don't know how many people are believers. We have not seen in history this amount of believers.
但是呢,在关于主的见证上的问题上来讲呢,
but regarding the Lord's testimony,
关于神的心意和托付上来讲呢,
regarding the Lord's will and entrustment,
好像我们也碰见一个空前暗淡的时期,
it seems as if we have never seen such a dark time.
好像没有多少神的儿女们关心神永远的旨意。
It seems like not many brothers and sisters are willing to look at the Lord's will.
我们所关心的传福音是很好的。
We care just about spreading the gospel, and this is great.
我们关心怎样建立教会的这些活动。
We care about the activities within the church.
我们关心是怎么样照顾弟兄姊妹。
We care about how to care about brothers.
我们关心的是我们自己怎样。
We care about how we are doing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神是爱我们的。
The Lord loves us.
神是愿意把恩典摆在我们身上的。
God's willing to pour His grace
on us. 但是我们忘记了神救我们是为着他荣耀的目的。
But we forget that God has saved us for the glory of His purpose.
神救我们要建立教会, 为着他儿子的见证。
And He has saved us for the testimony of His Son.
今天你看看,你在神的儿女们中间谈这些东西的时候呢, 没有多少人真正的这些事情上面,他们有认识。
So when you see many brothers and sisters today, when they discuss about the Lord's things, very few know what His heart is like.
甚至很多人连关心也不关心。
And some, a lot of people don't even care.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
似乎好像这个见证到了, 这个远东到了这个美洲之后呢，变得十分的暗淡。
This testimony in the Far East or in the Americas has become very dim.
所以常常有时候我们提起来的时候，心里面觉得很叹息。
And so whenever we talk about this, there's a sigh in my heart.
大概一两个月之前，
but 1 or 2 months ago,
我在西雅图有一次我去找江弟兄有一点交通。
I went to seek Brother Kong for some fellowship.
我们在谈话中间，他忽然叹气。
And as we were talking, he started to sigh.
他说,
he said,
他说,
everywhere you look, there are failures.
各处看看神的儿女们的光景都是非常软弱。
And you can see that everywhere, the children of God are very weak.
他这个刚叹完这口气，忽然的眼睛亮起来了。
But after that, his eyes started to brighten.
诶,他说不, 他说今天主在智利有点工作。
I said, no.
智利,
the Lord's work in Chile has started.
因为我们知道这些年呢，主在致力兴起一班弟兄姊妹。
We know that the Lord has been raising up brothers and sisters in Chile.
他们从来也不认识你弟兄的。
And they did not recognize Brother Nee before.
他们也跟我们从来都没有任何的接触的。
And they did not have any contact with us.
但是他们呢，因为得着了你弟兄的书。
But because they have received some books from Brother
Nee, they 读这些书。
They were reading these books.
结果就在那里哈，有一班弟兄姊妹们就照着你弟兄的那个教导的事情，就在那里开始聚集回来了。
And so because of the teachings of Brother Nee, they have started to gather together.
那么陈锡珍弟兄开始跟他们有接触。
And Brother Chen had some contact with them.
他回来告诉我们了。
He came back and told
us. 他说到那里去，真是感觉很新奇啊。
When you go there, you just have this wonderful feeling.
他说你一到那就好像回到我们中间的聚会一样。
And when you go there, it's as if you are coming to our gathering.
那个光景叫他蛮受鼓舞。
And this condition caused them to be very
encouraged. 所以那天江弟兄就忽然之间的这个神还在地上还是有工作。
And so Brother Kong said, oh, the Lord still has his work here.
那弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
是的。
Yes.
无论在远东，在美洲。
Whether it's in the Far East or in the Americas.
我们看见好像似乎呢，主的这个托付呢，在表面上看起来是十分的暗淡。
And we can see that the Lord's entrustment, it seems very weak and dim right now.
那么各处呢还有一些的点啊，那么弟兄姊妹们仍旧在那里挣扎着努力着往前。
But yet there are different locales that they really pursue the Lord.
所以我常常感觉在西雅图我们也在挣扎。
And so we see that in Seattle we are struggling.
所以我常常形容说呢，我们这个摇橹甚苦啊。
And so in my heart I always think that we are just pursuing it hard. Oh, sorry, rolling the boat.
摇得很苦。
And we're rolling it very in a very difficult way.
真是觉得非常的不容易。
And we find that it's very difficult.
这个环境十分的艰难。
And so this is a very difficult circumstance.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主这一次让我去中国。
That the Lord had let me go back to China.
在我心灵里面得到很大的一个鼓励。
To cause me to have great encouragement.
我怎么会去中国的呢？
So why would I go to China?
1984年
In 1984,
那个时候主有一次带我有机会经过香港。
The Lord had led me back to Hong Kong.
我正好有三天的时间，我没事。
I had 3 days.
那么我姊妹的大舅呢，听说住在广州。
And so my wife's uncle lives in Guangdong.
我就想说哈，这个中国过去对于我们来讲都是很神秘、很关闭，进去看一看到底里面是什么样子。
And so I said, well, China's been such a closed country. Let's go and see what it's like.
所以呢，我就进去了三天。
And so I went in for 3 days.
我没有接触任何的人。
I did not come in contact with many people.
因为本来呢，我进去的时候，我想进去看一看里面的弟兄姊妹。
Because I wanted to go in to look at the brothers and sisters there.
不过在香港呢，碰见几个年长的同工们呢，把我阻止。
But I met some elderly coworkers in Hong Kong who stopped me.
他说呢，你有美国公民的身份。
He says, you have a citizenship from America.
你进去接触他们，你会给他们带来麻烦。
If you contact them, you will bring much trouble to them.
他们顶多把你赶出去了。
And so they'll kick you out.
那么，他们会有麻烦。
They would have trouble.
哦，我一听我这个害怕，我就没去接触任何的弟兄姊妹。
And so when I heard this, I was really afraid, so I didn't come in contact with any of them.
那么进去看一看当时的情况，当然不像今天了。
And so at that time, that circumstance was different.
那么1985年
In 1985
那么又有一次机会因为路过香港
And because I had to pass by Hong Kong
那么这一次呢我想稍微深入一点看看到底里面的变化是什么
I wanted to see what the changes were like in there
虽然我没有意思要进去做工
Even though I didn't have this meaning to go in
但是我想进去看看我们中国到底变得怎么样
But I wanted to see how China had changed
所以我就加入一个旅行团进去转了8天
So I went with a tour group and I was there for 8 days
啊结果一进去啊，哦，这个拉肚子拉得一塌糊涂。
And so when I went there, I had a lot of stomach problems.
那么出来的时候掉了7磅。
And I came out, I had lost 7 pounds.
哎，我还记得黄汉先弟兄在那接我，哎，他说孙舅你怎么了？
And so Brother Wong said, "What's wrong with you, Brother Sun?"
啊，那就是进去看看，就觉得。看看这个环境，没碰，第二次有见到一个姊妹。
And so the second time when I went in, I met one sister.
因为有弟兄姊妹托我带一些书给她。
Because there are some brothers and sisters who told me to bring some books to her.
但是也没有见到任何人，就见到我一些亲戚，给他们简单讲了几句福音的话。
I didn't really see anyone else, but I just saw some relatives and I spoke some simple words.
那么后来我出来以后
，It's after I came out.
那么有弟兄们呢，也鼓励我重新进去。
So a brother encouraged me to go in again.
因为后来我们知道，太多人进中国大陆的时候去培训了。
Because we realized there's too many people entering to be missionaries.
啊。所以他鼓励我，叫我跟他一起去。他说：“你能不能拿两个月时间，我们一起进中国
？”And so they encouraged me to say, "Can you come with us so that we spend 2 months in China?"
那我在主面前认真的祷告。
So I prayed before the Lord earnestly.
但是我觉得主没有给我这个负担。
But yet I didn't feel that God gave me this burden.
我觉得一个侍奉主的人
，I felt that person serves the Lord.
那不是有工作就要做的。
It's not because there's a work that I do.
你要听听看到底主有没有叫你做这个工。
You need to hear from the Lord whether He has called you to do this.
我觉得我还是应该顺服主。
I felt that I need to obey God.
所以我就拒绝，我说弟兄，对不起，主没有把这个门为我开。
So I refused to go in. I said the Lord did not 这样的托付。Give me this burden or open this door.
所以过去这二十多年。
So after these last 20 years.
啊，我一直没有跟中国任何的弟兄姊妹有任何的一个接触。
I have not had any contact with any brothers and sisters in China.
当然，我也听见他们很多人出来了，讲里面的故事啦，在里面的经历，我也蛮很羡慕啊。
And so, of course, when I hear people come out and share about their testimonies, I feel like.
但是我一直感觉主在里面拦阻我。
But yet, I felt that God has been giving me this stopping.
这一路上一直有弟兄们鼓励。
But yet, there are many brothers and sisters.
我都说，请蒙我祷告，看看哪一天主把门开了。
And I said, please pray for me, so maybe one day the Lord opens the door.
我说，至少现在目前门没有开。
At least this door right now has not been opened.
那么三年以前。
So 3 years ago.
那么我有一个机会被邀请到意大利。
I've been invited to go to Italy.
啊，结果在意大利呢，我就碰见了温州的弟兄姊妹。
In Italy, I've come across some brothers and sisters from
温州。温州一个 city， 一个 city 就是温州。
温州。
那么他们给我的印象很特别。
And they gave me a very special impression.
他们呢，在欧洲啊，来的人数很多。
And so there are many people there from 温州。
他们到了哪里就建立聚会。
And there they established churches.
并且呢，非常的火热。
And they were very fervent.
啊，我们都知道，近差不多几十年啊。
We know in the last few decades.
从 Spark 弟兄过世以后啊。
After the passing of Brother Spark,
这个欧洲呢，这个整个这个见证的光好像整个暗淡。
It seems as if the testimony of Europe has become dim.
神的儿女的光景非常低落。
And God's children's condition.
那么尤其在意大利这个地方
，especially in Italy,
90%以上通通是天主教徒。
90% and over are Roman Catholics.
哎，感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主就带着中国的这帮弟兄姊妹们跑到那里去了。
They brought brothers and sisters from China to go there.
虽然这帮弟兄姊妹没有受过多少的教育啊。
Even though not many of them were educated.
那么他们呢？这个都是做小生意的人。
And many of them were doing small business.
啊，但是呢，他们把生命带到那块地上去。
But yet they brought life into this place.
你进到他们中间，就感觉他们的敬拜啊，他们的那个聚会很活。
When you enter there, you could see that their worship and their life, it was really living.
我们都知道温州话很难懂啊。
And we know that it's very difficult to understand the 温州 language.
难懂到一个地步，连一个字你都不懂。
It's so difficult that you can't even understand one word.
哎呀，在他们中间呢，听他们讲话很苦啊。
And so when I heard this was very hard.
那意大利文我是不懂。
I can't understand Italian.
那么温州话更难懂。
I can't even understand 温州。
我说到了他们中间是到了外国的外国。
And I was going to a foreign place.
但是还好他们中间有人会讲普通话。
But a good thing there's someone who's able to speak Mandarin.
所以还是能够有一些的交通。
So I could have some fellowship.
哇，他们跑到欧洲到处都是。
And they were everywhere.
所以有个弟兄有天很轻描淡写跟我讲，他说弟兄，我们现在在帖撒罗尼迦有教会了。
And so he said, "Oh, brother, we have a church in Thessalonica."
我们在雅典有教会了。
We have a church in
Athens.
哎，
我们在菲律宾有教会了。
And we have a church in Philippi.
哇，坐在那听啊，他讲的很轻描淡写，我听得起来，哎呦，觉得很特别，我觉得好像这些教会都复活了。
And when I heard this, I said, "Wow, these churches have been resurrected."
是我们温州的弟兄姊妹们把这个东西带到了整个欧洲。
It's strange that these 温州 brothers and sisters are bringing this all over to Europe.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
他们就借着这些做小生意，就跑的整到处都是。
Because they were small businessmen, that they were able to bring this to different places.
啊，这个叫我呢， 里面感觉非常的特别。
It's caused me to have a special feeling inside.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我那个时候就有一个感觉。
I had a feeling.
今天在西方，他们有很多所谓的宣教机构。
That there are so many missionary organizations in the West.
好多基督，中国的基督徒他们也是弄的什么宣教机构。
And a lot of Chinese people have become some sort of missionary organization. And they call and they shepherd.
但是我感觉你几十个宣教的机构加起来赶不上我们温州的弟兄姊妹啊。
And so all these missionaries organizations, they cannot compare to the brothers and sisters in 温州。
哇，我们的弟兄姊妹那个铺天盖地的这个跑到欧洲去了。
And they had went to all these different places in Europe.
到处都是他们的人。
There's so many of their people.
啊，这个真的很奇妙啊。
This is very strange.
所以那个时候我里面就开始有了一个好奇心。
And so I had this curiosity.
我说呢。我总有一天呢，我要跑到温州去看一看。
And so that one day I want to go to 温州。
哎，到底在那里主做了什么奇妙的事啊
？To see what has the Lord done among
them. 为什么他们这么不一样呢
？Why are they so different？
哎，你看这弟兄姊妹们，这个非常单纯。
And you can see that they're very pure.
他们受的教育啊，都是非常的低俗。
And the teachings that they receive are very basic.
初中毕业的人都是凤毛麟角。
And a lot of them.
对 junior
high
很少
there are very few of them
都是些没有受过多少教育的人
and a lot of them are uneducated
但是呢他们就是很简单在主跟前这么敬拜
but yet they simply came before Lord worship
你知道有一件事情很有趣的
and so there's a very special thing
啊，就是他们那个唱起诗歌来啊
that when they sing hymns
这个荒腔走板乱唱
so some of them sing in a haphazard way
他们这个不是没有诗歌本，有诗歌本的，但他们的自来调就在他们上面。
They had their own hymn books, but they had their own tunes.
哇，唱着又声音又大。
And they sang loudly.
所以你知道我很喜欢唱诗歌的。
So you know I love to sing hymns.
我在他们中间是不能唱的。
But I can't sing among them.
因为我要按照诗歌本唱的，那么就大家就这个乱了。
Because when I tried to sing according to hymn book, it was very messy.
但是跟着他那个调子唱，我也不会。
But I couldn't sing according to their
tune. 哦，他们唱的那一个人声音大的不得了。唱得非常的兴奋
and so they sang really loudly and with a lot of spirit
告诉你一件很有趣的事啊
and so I'll tell you something
我们有一个姊妹是懂音乐她跑到他们温州人中间
and so there was a sister who understood music and went among them
她就在想说你们的诗歌怎么乱唱
and she said how could you sing all the hymns wrong
啊，你这不按照谱子唱
how could you sing according to the music
结果这个一个弟兄就跑来跟她讲说什么
and so what did the brother say to her
她说弟兄啊那么姊妹啊
said sister
啊他说：“你知道吗？我们这么乱唱啊，那个鬼就赶出去了。
”The way we sing will cast out demons.
你呀、啊，一叫我们按照这个谱子唱啊，鬼赶不出去。
Because we sing according to the music, we cannot cast out demons.
真的，你到他们中间，你看啊，他那个唱诗歌哈、啊，那个是尽情的。
And so they were singing with such holiness.
弟兄姊妹们。
Sister,
你不要看他们唱的乱七八糟的。
Don't just look at them singing in a chaotic way.
那诗歌有灵啊。
That there's a spirit within their song.
他们真的是从心灵里面唱，口唱心和的。
They're really singing from their hearts.
我们现在呢，诗歌唱得很准，口唱心不和。
But right now we sing really well, but our hearts are not there.
有时候唱了个有口无心的。
Sometimes we sing with our mouths without the
heart. 所以你唱起来是很好听的。
So when you sing, it sounds really nice.
没有力量的。
But yet there's no strength.
他们这个乱唱，但是很有力量。
They sing chaotically, but they have so much strength.
这个真的是非常的特别啊。
And so we feel that it's very special.
所以因此呢，我心里面就定规的说，主若许可，有一次我要进去看一看他们的情形。
And so if the Lord's willing, I would like to see these brothers and sisters in 温州。
啊，那么感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今年的九月呢，主就给我一个机会呢，可以进中国大陆。
In September, the Lord allowed me to enter China.
啊，我九月六号。对不起，是十月啊，十月
On October 6th.
那么十月六号，那么我到了北京。
I went to Beijing.
啊，那第一次就叫我碰见一事情，叫我心里非常受感动。
And it caused me to be very moved when I saw something.
原来在东北的有一个年轻的弟兄。
In the northeastern part, there was a brother.
他呢，两年多以前。
Two years more, or more ago.
他就在电脑的网上试图找我们。
He's been searching for us on the internet.
我也不知道他从哪里知道我的名字。
I didn't know how he knew my name.
啊，他就在电脑上拼命的找。
He said, search me for me on the internet.
哎，那么找来找去没找到。
But he could not find me.
那后来呢，香港一个姊妹呢，把我有一本书啊，就是《基督身体合一的见证》这本书啊，不知道怎么有一本传到他手里了。
And so there's a sister in Hong Kong who gave him a book regarding God's body.
哎呀，他就很高兴。
And so he was very happy.
他就打开那个书，一看背面上面呢有地址有电话。
And he saw that on the back there was an address and there was telephone numbers.
那么结果呢，那个地址电话呢是波特兰的弟兄姊妹们的地址电话。
And so the back of the address and telephone was a sister from Portland.
所以他就从东北就打电话，结果呢是我们的博胜祥弟兄接到电话。
And so from the northeastern part of China, he called, and so our brother Bo received the call.
所以后来博弟兄告诉他说：“孙弟兄啊，有一个人从东北要找你。
”And so he said, "There's somebody from northeastern China is looking for you."
他说呢，他找不到你的电话，所以打到我这里来。
He couldn't find your phone number, so he called me.
啊，所以他结果他们就跟博弟兄两个在这个电话上就有了很好的一个交通。
And so they had this really good fellowship.
那么今年十月份。那么伯弟兄告诉他说孙弟兄会到北京。
And so, Brother Bo told him that Brother Sun will be returning back to China.
哎呀，他就很兴奋。
And he was very happy.
啊，那么我也跟他没有联系。
And so I had no contact with him.
那我的姊妹呢比我晚走。
And so my sister came later.
那么伯弟兄就把那个人的手机的电话给了他。
And so Brother Bo gave that man's cell number to my wife.
所以我们到了北京的时候。
And so when I went to Beijing,
我就请北京的一个弟兄呢打电话打这个电话号码跟他有联络。
I asked the brother in Beijing to call this number to contact
him. 哪里晓得我们一打给他的时候呢？
And once we called him,
才知道他两天以前已经到北京在等着。
We realized that 2 days ago he was already waiting for us in Beijing.
他也不知道我住哪里。
He didn't know where I was living.
他也没有我的电话号码。
He didn't have my phone number.
他只听人家说我到北京，他就跑北京来了。
He just heard that I would be in Beijing, so he went to Beijing.
那么，因为他是从中国很乡下的地方来的。
And because he's come from a very, it's a village.
那他呢，是一个农夫，很生活很穷苦的。
And so he was a farmer and he had a very poor life.
因为他们在他们的东北呀。去住个旅馆呢，十块钱就可以住个人民币就可以住个旅馆。
Because where in Dongbei where he's living, he just needs to pay $10.
他以为说到北京也是这样。
He thought it's the same thing when he went to Beijing.
他不晓得北京已经改变了。
He did not know Beijing changed.
到了北京一看，那个最简单的住宿就要100多。
He realized that the cheapest place in Beijing was 100 plus.
因为他后来告诉我们。
And so he said to me later.
他说他有父母。
He had parents.
那么他有妻子，有个儿子，有个孩子。
And he had a wife and a son.
他做农夫一年的收入是4000到5000人民币。
He says that his entire year's earnings would be just 4,000 to 5,000 RMB.
大概呢，我想大概800-900块钱加币了，差不多这样啊。
So about $800 or $900 Canadian.
那知道他很穷苦。
And so you can see he's very poor.
所以到了北京呢，没地方住。结果就在火车站睡了两个晚上。
And so he had no place to stay, so he stayed in a train station for 2 days.
他坐着那个木板凳的那种火车，24个钟头坐到北京。
And so he was sitting in this wooden seat on a train for about 24 hours.
在北京的火车站，就在火车站睡了两个晚上。
And he stayed at the train station and slept there for 2 nights.
所以当我们的弟兄打电话跟他联络上的时候。
So when my brother called him.
哎呀，他高兴得不得了。
He was so happy.
所以那天晚上我们把他请来跟他一起吃了一个晚饭。
And so we invited him to have dinner.
弟兄姊妹，从他的口中我得知了一点在东北的一些消息。
And so from his mouth I received some news about Dongbei.
他说弟兄。
He said brother.
他说我们这么多年。
He said all these years.
一直在寻找海外的一些弟兄们。
We've been seeking for brothers and sisters overseas.
希望找到一些能够彼此能够真正有交通的。
Hoping that we can fellowship with these brothers.
他说你们中间，他说有些弟兄们也到过他那里。
He said that there has been some brothers and sisters who have been to where he is.
他说在我的感觉中，他们跟你是不一样的。
He said in my heart they are different from you.
啊，你看我听的时候，我心里面很震惊的。他们这个弟兄才30岁。
And this brother was only about 30.
在属灵上面呢，守得很严谨的。
But he's spiritually pursuing the Lord.
他有个分辨力在哪里的。
So what is the difference?
他就告诉我们说
And he said,
在东北那一带地方
In Dongbei,
他们有600个聚会点
There are 600 churches.
他说呢, 有的点, 几十个人,
there are some that were just a few, maybe 30,
有的人,
40.
几百, 上百人,
and so some are over several hundred.
那个加起来大概有2万人,
and so added together, 20,000 people.
哇, 当时我听, 心里面真的是, 很受感动啊,
when I heard this, I was very moved.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
有2万多弟兄姊妹,
there are 20,000 brothers and sisters.
他们就是什么呢? 读尼弟兄的书,
they read Brother Ni's books.
他们也读了江弟兄的书,
they read Brother Kong's books.
他们知道主的路,
they know the Lord's way.
他们就在那里照着这个路往前走了,
and so they went forward through this
我问说,
way.
过去尼弟兄的那些同工们呢, 有没有一些人到那里? 他说他们, 他没什么印象。
He said, has Brother Ni's co-workers once come to this place? He says, I don't recall.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so he says, brothers and sisters,
今天这条路, 在美洲也好, 在亚洲也好, 显得十分的暗淡。
So this path, whether in the Americas or in the Far East, has become very dim.
但是主在中国保留了一般的圣徒们。
But yet, the Lord has preserved these believers in China.
正像以利亚所说的一样。
Just as what Elijah said.
这7000人是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
And then he said that reserved 7,000 has not bowed down to Baal.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道巴利是个什么神呢？
So we know what kind of idol is.
简单的讲，巴利就是以自己为中心的。
Simply put, Baal is to put the self at the center.
啊，就是你喜欢什么，你高兴做什么你就做什么。
Whatever you like to do, whatever you like, just do it.
这简单说就这么，这叫拜巴利。
Simply put, this is Baal.
但是在这里有一般人。
But here there's a group of people that for the Lord's testimony they live before him. So after we fellowship, in my heart I had so much joy.
我住在一个弟兄家里,
as I lived in that brother's house, this brother was so happy.
居然还有这样一般隐藏的百姓在那里。
And that there would be such hidden brothers and sisters there.
那么后来我们的弟兄就回去了。
And so this brother returned.
2天以后, 我跟我姊妹两个人, 我们就从北京飞到温州。
2 days later, yeah. My sister and I flew to Wenzhou.
温州的弟兄们来接我。
And so the brothers from Wenzhou came to receive.
弟兄姊妹们, 这班弟兄们, 他们是2月份的时候就已经到香港来找过我。
Brothers and sisters, these brothers and sisters in February had come to search for me in Hong Kong.
他们也是非常注意在海外主的工作。
And they're paying attention to the work overseas.
当然他们知道江弟兄。
And they know about Brother Kong.
他们也读江弟兄的书。
They read Brother Kong's book.
那么年轻一代的弟兄, 他们也注意。
And they also pay attention to the younger brothers and sisters.
所以我2月份到香港, 他们知道我到香港, 他们从 温州还有广州, 他们几位弟兄姊妹就一起到香港。
And so in February when I was in Hong Kong, some branches from Wenzhou and from sorry, 广州 went to see me.
那么在香港呢, 他们见面, 我们有一整天从早到交通到晚上。
And so in Hong Kong when we met, we fellowship from the morning to the evening.
就是他们一直在劝我说, 你要进去, 你要进来看看, 你要进来看看。
And they kept encouraging me, come and see.
他说我们为你祷告了很长一段时间,
we've been praying for you for a long time.
希望你能来。
May you come.
希望你能来。
May you be able to come.
哎呀, 我说弟兄们, 我很为难。
And said, brothers and sisters, I have difficulty.
我说一直到今天好像主没有给我开这个门。
All along, the Lord has not been opening this door to me.
我说我愿意把这个摆在我的心中, 在主面前等候。
I want to place this in my heart and wait before the Lord.
主若许可, if Lord willing.
If the Lord's willing.
啊, 我愿意进来看看你。
Then I want to come and see you.
啊, 那么回来之后呢, 我在主面前这个寻求, 结果10月份的时候, 我有一个机会可以进去。
And so in October, I had this chance to go in.
所以我好像10月9号啊, 我们到了温州。
And so on October 9th, I was able to go to Wenzhou.
那弟兄们来接我们。
And these brethren came to receive me.
现在大家都知道啊, 中国呢, 这个对于教会呢, 它并没有完全放松。
And so you know that in China, they have not allowed much freedom for all.
中国里面的聚会并不是完全不是自由的。
Not all the churches there are free.
我们在北京的时候,
so when we were in Beijing,
我们就知道, 有个弟兄告诉我们, 他们聚会的5-6个点被封掉。
That there are about 5 or 6 churches that were closed.
啊, 所以他们的管制还是在的。
And so that their regulations were still in place.
所以我进去的时候, 我心里面也是这个有点警惕。
And so when I went in, I was a little bit alert.
所以我一到了温州,
And so I went to Wenzhou.
哎呀, 他们, 笑眯眯的, 欢欢喜喜的接我。
They received me with smiles.
一上车,
Once I,
他第一件事就提, 他说啊, 今天晚上有个姊妹聚会, 他说你的姊妹能不能去讲一堂啊?
Once I got into the car, they said, oh, there's a sister's meeting. Can your wife speak for us?
哇,把镜子吓坏了,根本没有准备。And
caused my wife to be a little bit scared because she didn't prepare.
结果我说,好吧,你赶快去准备吧。And
so I said, oh, why don't you quickly prepare?
感谢主,主还给她一点负担,就准备了一点。And
we thank the Lord that he's given her some burden to prepare.
哇,晚上一起聚会,100多的姊妹们。And
so the evening meeting, there were about 100 plus brothers and sisters.
那么, 他们把我呢带到他们的家里面。And
so they brought me into their house.
一坐下来，他说：“孙弟兄，我们要给你安排聚会。”And
so once I sat down, they said, "Brother Sun, I will organize meetings for you."
我说：“弟兄们呢，我里面的负担是来看望的。”I
said, "Brothers, I just wanted to really come and visit you."
他们就笑，他说：“你要看望，我们这里这么多弟兄姊妹，你怎么看呢？”
And he laughed and said, "We have so many brothers. How can you come and visit everybody?"
那不如这样吧，我把他们呢拉来给你看。
So why don't I drag them to come and see you?
你看不完的了。
And then you won't be able to see the end of them.
所以呢就讨价还价，我说主啊，你给我这个负担，不能讲道啊。
And I thought, oh Lord, you've given me this burden, I shouldn't be speaking.
他说不行，弟兄姊妹来了，你一定要交通。
And he said, no, brothers and sisters have come, you must share.
那我说好，不要人多。
I said, please don't bring too many.
能够一二十个人坐在一起，我们有点交通就可以。Maybe
10 or 20, we'll have some fellowship.
他说，弟兄啊，那个时候我们到的是瑞安啊，瑞安这个another city。And so,
at that time we went to Ri'an, another city.
他说我们这里啊，一共有14个点。And
he said there are about 14 gatherings.
他说你一二十个人，我怎么安排呢？
10 or 20, how can I organize?
他说一个地方来个5、6个人也不止一二十个人。And
so one place. Each place, if 5 or 6 come, there's not going to be just 10 or 20.
那后来我说好，我答应你们，这要人少不能多。I
said, okay, fine, as long as there's not too many people.
所以他就一个地方找了一些人来。And
so each place he.
并且我说呢，我不是讲到，我希望用交通的方式。And
I didn't want to just preach, but I wanted to just share with them.
哇，结果一来就是100多人。And
so once they came, there were about 100 plus people.
那个人来了，你这个。 怎么办呢？你不讲也不行，对吧？
And so when so many people came, if you don't speak, you can't do that.
弟兄姊妹们，我在中国发现一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, in China, I saw something.
因为弟兄姊妹们对主话语的爱慕。
Because of the love of the brothers and sisters for the word of God.
所以你在中国呢，可以把真理讲得非常的细致，讲得非常的完全。
And so in China, you can speak on truth very clearly and completely.
我现在就懂了为什么当初尼托生弟兄啊能够把一些真理啊讲得这么的清楚。
And now I understand how Brother Neil was able to so clearly speak on some truth.
因为呢底下有很多的听众啊。
Because there's so many listeners.
他们坐在那个板凳上面一坐两三个钟头。
And they sit on those wooden stools for 2 or 3 hours.
我再回头看尼基庸的信息之后，我明白了。
And so when I read back to Brother Nee's books, I understood.
因为什么呢？你不需要很浓缩的、很急着讲，你可以慢慢讲。那么你一个真理就细细细细的讲，一篇信息常常2、3个钟头。
And so you didn't have to rush through your sermon. You could say something in a very detailed manner slowly.
所以这样呢，能把真理讲到人心里面去。
And so in this way, the truth can enter into the hearts of the people.
不像我们现在这里聚会，一面讲到一面看着钟啊。
Not like here, when we preached, you look at the clock.
我都不知道今天我能不能讲完。
I don't know when I should be finishing.
这个是到几点钟？
10:30.
10:30, okay, 那要快讲。在中国呢，不需要。
In China, you don't need this.
那么我到了那里时候，我发现了这个情况。
And so when I discovered this condition,
所以我就用以弗所书第一章第十一节,
I use Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11.
弟兄姊妹们，通常我在一些地方这一节圣经我一个钟头就讲完了。
So usually I could just speak an hour on this.
那么这一节圣经我足足讲了10个钟头。
But on this verse I spoke on it for 10 hours.
因为呢他们还体恤我。
Because they kept looking to
me. 因为我说我最近呢有这个甲状腺的问题。
And I said I had
speaking眼睛也不太好。
And my eyes are not so good.
那么弟兄们呢，看着我这个很同情啊。
And they were pitying me.
他说这样好了。
And they said,
早上讲一堂，下午讲一堂，晚上不讲。
In the morning you speak, and after you speak, but in the evening you don't.
本来是意思说晚上也要讲的。
And originally I was supposed to speak in the evening.
啊, 所以早上2个半钟头,
and so in the morning, 2.5 hours.
下午2个半钟头,
in the afternoon, 2.5 hours.
所以两天加起来正好10个钟头,
so 2 days added together was 10 hours.
弟兄姊妹,我就在那里跟他们一同有些交通。
So brothers and sisters, I had some fellowship with these.
那么到了主日的时候呢,
so when Sunday came,
这就很困难了,
it was very hard.
啊, 他说我们, 因为我从来没去过, 他说我们早晨播比。
And so because I've never been, so in the morning they had a break and break.
我们下午才讲道的。
And so in the afternoon they would preach.
啊, 啊, 他们告诉我的播比是2个半钟头的。
And they said break and break is 2.5 hours.
那么下午那场你一定要讲。
And so they said in the afternoon you must speak for us.
我说呢, 你让我坐底下听听你们讲吧。
I said, can't I just sit and listen to you speak?
那个弟兄就笑了。
And the brother laughed.
他说, 弟兄, 如果你坐底下, 我在上面讲。
And if you were sitting there, and if I were speaking there,
他说, 这些弟兄姊妹, 当场就会把我拉下来。
The other brothers and sisters will drag me down.
孙弟兄在这里, 你讲什么, 你下来。
They'll say, brother, let us hear, why are you speaking? Get down.
那我就想, 这个不行啊, 这个。 后来我勉强答应他们, 我说好好好, 那么也是不要太多人吧。
And so I was forced to speak for them, and I said, don't bring so many people.
啊, 他说, 啊, 人不多, 人不多。
And I said, oh, not too many people.
结果4个点的人来了。
Therefore, 4 gatherings worth of people came.
大概恐怕有400到500的弟兄姊妹。
There's about 400 to 500 people.
哇, 那个坐的, 那个厅里面坐得满满的。
And so it's very, very full, the gathering.
弟兄姊妹们, 到今天, 他们有的是有这个板, 有这个前面这种靠背的板凳, 后面的全部都还是坐板凳, 不过是塑胶板凳, 是。
And a lot of them had just plastic benches in the back.
那个塑胶板凳呢, 坐起来也不舒服的。
And it was not comfortable to sit on those plastic benches.
因为吃饭的时候我坐过, 坐10几分钟, 我都受不了。
Because I sat on one for about 10 or 15 minutes.
他们坐在上面好, 2、3个钟头, 动都不动的。
But they could sit still for 2 or 3 hours without moving.
实在是非常的佩服。
And I was really admiring them for that.
所以呢, 被迫只好呢, 这个下午呢, 就给他们有了一个交通。
And so in the afternoon, I had a sharing with them.
但是我灵里面非常的喜乐。
In my spirit, I had so much joy.
我讲一下他们的波饼聚会。
And so I talk about their breaking bread.
2个半钟头的波饼聚会。
2.5 hours worth of breaking bread.
这么长啊。
Wow, so long.
啊, 我们这里常常的半个钟头, 一个钟头都觉得很长了。
We feel that half an hour and 1 hour is too long.
啊, 那么, 弟兄姊妹们的那个祷告的灵啊, 这释放啊, 真的是叫我们里面是很惭愧。
And the freeness of the spirit among the brothers and sisters was, it really causes me to feel bad about ourselves.
有这么好的聚会,
I said, what a great church.
你们这些海外的人, 你还敢说你进来培训?
And many overseas, how could you say you would come here to be missionaries?
啊, 你坐着大飞机, 坐着business class, 吃着牛排, 到这里来跟人家讲道啊。
And you come and you sit in first class, business class, and you eat steak, and you say you come to be missionaries?
太可笑了。
This is laughable.
你回去看看你自己的聚会。
Go back and look at your own church.
你再看看人家的聚会。
You see their church.
你够不够资格进来培训啊？
Do you have the qualifications to be a missionary here?
弟兄姊妹们, 他们在聚会里面的那个祷告的灵的那个释放,
the spirit of their prayer was set free.
并且这一般弟兄姊妹, 你听他们的祷告, 你就知道, 在属灵世界是有根基的。
And when you hear these brothers and sisters pray, you can see that they have spiritual foundation.
那个不是一般的祷告, 他们的祷告很有内容的。
It wasn't just some sort of general prayer, but they had much content in prayer.
哇,那个, 没有停的此起彼落的这个祷告。
It's continuous prayer without stopping.
并且他们那个阿们的声音之大。
But their amens are so loud.
哎呦, 有的时候我心里面都害怕。
Sometimes I was afraid.
这么大阿们, 等着把公安找来了, 是吧?
Such a loud amen, maybe some of the police will come.
毫无顾忌啊。
So they kept doing that.
聚会的灵真的是非常的奔放。
And so their spirit was so set free.
啊, 到了一个时候要 敬拜父,
and so there was a worship father.
那么他们就站起来,
and so they stood up.
那个负责弟兄跑来跟我讲, 他孙弟兄, 好不好, 你可以坐下。
And he said, brother Sam, why don't you sit down?
我想他, 可能看我年纪大了, 那么让我坐着。
And he said, oh, maybe because I'm old, so he lets me sit down.
中间一个很有趣的事情呢, 我一到中国啊, 到处弟兄姊妹碰见, 我就叫老弟兄, 老弟兄。
So many brothers, when they meet me, they say, oh, senior brother.
我开始开始给他们叫老弟兄，叫的这个心里很不舒服。
And so when they call me senior brother, I just feel uncomfortable.
那后来我知道这是他们的习惯。
And so I realized it was their habit.
因为他尊重你才叫你老弟兄。
And so if they respect you, then they call you that.
不是因为你年纪老。
It's not because you're old.
后来他们解释我才懂的。
So after they explained, I understood.
跟我们同去的一对弟兄姊妹。
So a lot of brothers and sisters went with me.
这个姊妹一听他们叫我老弟兄，啊，笑得开心得不得了。
And sister, when they heard them calling me a senior brother, she was laughing.
他呢，这个哎，孙老弟兄，孙老弟兄。我说你讲这个不对。
She kept saying senior brother, senior brother. And I said,
人家叫老弟兄是尊重的。
People when they say it,
就像我们今天讲年长的弟兄一样。
Just like how we say this to elderly brothers.
他就说你坐下吧。
And so he said, please sit down.
我说我不需要坐，我跟着站。
And I said, oh no, I don't need to sit, I can stand.
结果你知道吗？
So do you know what?
他们一站就站了40分钟。
And so they stood for about 40 minutes.
足足40分钟。
40 minutes in total.
哇，你知道，平常呢，我站讲台也站的时间蛮长的，对不对
？And so sometimes I stand on the pulpit. I stand for long time.
但是这个不一样。
But this is different.
你讲道的站呢，跟你这个光在那里站这个不一样嘛。
So when you're preaching and when you stand, it's different from when you stand.
哇，站到那个后来那个脚是很酸的，很想坐下。
So my feet were feeling tickling.
但是你要答应人家要站，你也不能坐下，对不对
？And because I didn't want to disturb others, so I didn't sit down.
哇，我看他没完。没了啊！那个弟兄姊妹那个祷告停不下来的。
And so their prayers wouldn't stop.
左一个右一个，左一个右一个。
Left one, right one.
那毕竟他们唱诗歌也很自由，很多诗歌都会背。
And they sang hymns freely, and they could memorize hymns.
弟兄姊妹，你们看见两个半钟头的时间，他们在那里敬拜主。
And so for 2.5 hours, these brothers just worshiped the Lord.
哎呀，所以站他们中间，一面灵里面觉得很享受，另外一面感觉我们实在是很羞愧。
And on one hand, I just feel joy, but on the other hand, I just feel so badly about things.
我为着这帮弟兄姊妹们满心的感谢主。
And I, for the these brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord with all my heart.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
他们也就是在当初尼弟兄的这个教导底下，在主面前一同做见证。
It's under the teachings of Brother Nee that they had this testimony before the Lord.
这个聚会的光景也十分的兴旺。
And the condition of the church was so fervent.
那我知道在温州还他们好多地区啊。
And in Wenzhou there are many districts.
啊，就是成千上万的弟兄姊妹在那个地方。
There's thousands of brothers and sisters there.
温州啊，是中国的确是一个很特别的地方。
Wenzhou is a very special place.
弟兄姊妹们很勇敢的。
Brothers and sisters are very brave.
他们告诉我，在中国大陆文革时期照常聚会。
And they say that in China is during the time of the Cultural Revolution that they started the gathering.
很奇妙，他们在那里啊，跟当地这个公安弄的也还蛮不错，那公安都没对他们束手无策呢。
And so then, many of the police would meet with them many times.
所以有时候那个公安里面人跑来问我们弟兄，哎，你们中间最近有没有外国人进来，外面人进来啊
？And they would investigate and say, "Have you had any overseas people come?"
弟兄也很有智慧。
And they answered much wisdom.
他就对那个公安讲啊。
And so then they said to the policeman,
哎呀，他说你最好不要知道。
He says, better that you don't know.
他说你知道你很麻烦。
If you know, then you have a lot of trouble.
我告诉你，我也很麻烦。
If I tell you, I have a lot of trouble.
所以这个公安呢，只好苦笑，是别人就不敢问了。
And so the police didn't even want to ask anymore.
所以他们的聚会呢，非常的公开的。
And so their churches are very open.
弟兄姊妹们，他说孙弟兄，你来这里不需要怕，你照常聚会吧。
Brothers, they said, "Oh, brothers, I mean, come! Don't be afraid. It's full everywhere."
这个公安如果来，这是我们的事，你不需要管。
And please come, it's our problem. You don't have to worry.
我那几天感谢主在瑞安没有任何的事情发生。
And so we thank the Lord that in Rian there was nothing that was happening.
那么完了之后呢，我就到杭州。
And so after that was over, we went to.
我本来想呢，到杭州呢，因为身体不好，我想我休息几天。
And so I thought, because I was feeling ill, so I wanted to rest for a few days.
因为我们那里有一对弟兄姊妹，他们有房子在那里，他也很愿意接待我。
And they had houses there, so they were willing to receive us.
好了，那么好了，结果呢，我人到了杭州啊。
As a result, when I went to Hangzhou,
就温州的弟兄姊妹就跟到杭州来了。
So the brothers from Wenzhou followed me there.
然后他们就我们一到那里，他们就把杭州的弟兄们就找来了，就一起吃饭。
And so then when they went there, they called all the brothers and sisters from Hangzhou to eat dinner together.
这个一见了面呢
，Once they met,
吃完饭了，下面就谈聚会了。
And so after finishing eating dinner, they would talk about the meeting.
我说我是来休息的。
I said I came here to rest.
哎呀，那弟兄回去再休息吧。
Rest when you go back.
这个哪里休息？ 哎呀，来了叫交通。
When you come here, you fellowship.
哇，讨价还价。
And so we were bargaining.
啊，因为我礼拜五就要走。
Because I have to leave on Friday.
因为是中间，我也不能到礼拜天。
And so I could not stay until Sunday.
他们说，那么我们决定礼拜四安排一个交通。
And so I said, oh, let's organize a meeting on Thursday.
啊，礼拜四要安排交通。
So Thursday there was a sharing
meeting. 哎呀，那我说好了，我就交通一堂吧。
And so I said, oh, I'll share for one meeting.
哎呀，弟兄，他说不行，两堂。
I said, no, no, at least two.
老弟兄，两堂。
Senior brother, two.
我说一堂。
I said one.
两堂，你搞了半天。
So we talked about that for half a day.
最后他说这样吧，你一堂当两堂讲好了。
So you keep one session as if it's two.
给他弄的，他说你中间啊讲一个钟头，然后呢中间休息几分钟，然后你再接着讲就两堂了嘛。
So he said, like, you speak for one meeting and then you rest for a few minutes and you speak for another and then you have two sessions.
所以弄得没办法，只好礼拜四。我想周间这个聚会恐怕不容易了。
And so then on Thursday when I went to this church, it was very difficult.
哇，哪里晓得一去哈，又是几百人。
And again, there were 400 or 500 people.
我想这些人都不上班的，不需要上班。
And so, well, these people need to work.
他们真的是爱慕主的话语。
And so for one message, I spoke in two sessions.
上面 part one, part A, part B 就这么讲两堂。
So part A and part B, and I had two sessions.
弟兄姊妹们看见他们那个爱慕、那个渴望的心，心里实在是受感动。
And you can see that these brothers and sisters, their heart of pursuit, it really touches you.
他告诉我们说，在杭州他们有16个点。
And they said that in Hangzhou there are about 16 gatherings.
他说，光是大学生呢，他们中间的大学生呢，就有600个弟兄姊妹。
Just in university students alone, there are about 600 brothers and sisters.
包括浙江大学跟附近的几个工业学校，有600个弟兄姊妹。
In Zhejiang University and these other colleges,
他本来想安排一个机会的，让我见见这些年轻人。
And they wanted me to have a chance to be in contact with these young people.
可惜我没时间，我礼拜五就走了。
But unfortunately, I had to leave by Friday.
哎呀，另外一个弟兄告诉我，他说：“弟兄啊，你如果多留一点点时间，我就带你到萧山去。”
The brother says, "If you were to stay longer, I'll bring you to 萧山."
他说啊，在萧山我们有100,000的弟兄姊妹。
He said to them that said to me that there were about 100,000 brothers and sisters in 萧山.
你要知道，当他讲这个话的时候呢。
So when he said this,
就是这10,000的弟兄姊妹，他们因为受到倪弟兄的这个影响，是走这条路的10,000人呢，不是还不包括这个中国大陆其他的团体的弟兄姊妹啊。
These are 100,000 people who follow after the teachings of Brother Ni, and this is not including all these other brothers and sisters.
听见他们讲，心里面非常的受感动。
So when I heard this, I was very moved.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在今天这个看起来似乎是非常荒凉的时代里面，
today when you see such a desolate time,
神保留了一批的百姓。
The Lord has preserved a group of people.
为着他自己的荣耀。
It is for His glory.
为着他自己教会的见证。
It is for the testimony of His church.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天早晨，我愿意把我自己从中国得着的一点的激励交通给你们。
I wanted to share my experiences in China with brothers and sisters today.
我希望我们中间的年轻弟兄姊妹们，
that may our young people,
主把你们带到这个环境的里面，
may the Lord bring you in such an environment,
让你们也接触了这个神的工作，
to cause you to come in contact with the Lord's work.
我们要在主面前刚强，
that we need to be strengthened by the Lord,
靠你的恩典往前，
by His grace we move forward.
离开中国的时候，
that when I left China,
哎呀，我心里面感触很深。
My heart had this deep feeling.
我感觉说，基督徒跟基督徒是这么不一样的。
Why are Christians and Christians so different?
他们这么穷苦。
They're so poor.
他们的生活有的地方这么低落。
And they have such a low living.
但是他们向着主的这个爱追求是这么的强烈。
But yet their pursuit of the Lord is so strong.
所以我回来我就对我们在美国的弟兄姊妹讲。
So when I returned, I told all the brothers and sisters in the US.
我说弟兄姊妹啊。
I said, brothers,
今天主把我们摆在全世界最美好的生活的环境里面。
The Lord has put us in a place with the highest standard of living.
我们住的最好的， 吃的最好的， 用的最好的。
We eat, we drink, and we use the best.
但是呢， 这个美好的环境可能腐蚀了我们的心了。
And unfortunately, this kind of environment maybe has drowned out our hearts.
将来到主跟前去， 到底谁上算呢？
So when we come before the Lord, who will stand?
我们在这样的光景中，这样的情况，我们有脸见主吗？
When we have in such a condition, will we be able to have faith to see the Lord?
我相信到那一天, 弟兄姊妹们,
and we know that brothers,
你会看见千千万万的那些在穷苦里面的 这些弟兄姊妹们, 他们在主面前得到主的称赞奖赏。
I'm sure that you'll see that the Lord will praise and bless all those brothers and sisters who have come out of this difficulty.
我们这个天天过好日子, 感觉, 哦, 祝福我们, 你看看我们, 在这里, 这个生活这么好, 弟兄姊妹, 我们那天受责备。
And we who live such a good life, when one day when we see the Lord, we will be receiving rebukes.
可能我们在那里要咬牙切齿的懊悔。
Or maybe we are here clenching our teeth to push ahead. We need to be reminded.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about the gospel work in China. I'm not talking about the miracles in China. I'm talking about a group of people who are willing to
walk by the way.
They are not influenced by the world.
弟兄姊妹们,
and they will not compromise in Christianity. And before the Lord, they are continuing on his path.
所以从中国回来,
我, and so I was very encouraged.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, I know at this time it's not me going to look for them.
我要去找他们,
if I were to look for them, it's difficult.
是他们找到,
it's that they have looked for me.
所以我深深地感觉到,
so I could deeply feel. This is the experience that the Lord wanted me to experience personally.
因为跟我们同去的弟兄姊妹,
because people in my area would go back to China once or twice.
这次跟着我们, 他们眼,
and when they follow me, they could their eyes open. They said, we did not know that there's so many brothers and sisters in China who love the Lord. And so it caused them to have great joy. We have went in and out of China so many years and we have not seen these people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神有隐藏的百姓,
God has some hidden people.
神为着他的荣耀,
it is for his glory.
保护了一些的人,
yeah, he has preserved these people.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers, the Lord's work continues to move on. May the Lord encourage us.
啊, 在温哥华,
in Vancouver.
不要灰心,
that we would not be discouraged.
不要丧志,
that we would not be depressed.
不要退后,
that we would not move back.
不要放松,
that we would not be let loose.
主回来的日子非常的迫近,
that the Lord's coming is so soon.
我们的机会非常的少,
and we have very few opportunities. I really hope that one day I will be with all these other brothers and sisters with joy receiving the Lord. It's not that I'm set aside, but then they go and
the 如果是这样的情形,
if it's such a condition,
弟兄姊妹们, 这是我们最大的一个悲哀,
brothers and sisters, will be our greatest sorrow.
仰望主的怜悯,
may the Lord give us mercy. Then in this time,
有一般人在使徒行传里面被称作是道中的人,
that in Acts there were people who were called people of the way.
People of the way, 他们是走这条路的人,
and these are people who walk this way.
但愿今天主也使我们能成为一般走这条道路的人,
may the Lord cause us to be people who walk this way.
就是我们也传福音,
but this is we want to spread the gospel.
我们也出信造就,
and we call others.
我们也照顾弟兄姊妹,
take care of brothers and sisters.
但是我们必须知道主聚集我们在这里, 是为着他自己的见证,
but the Lord has gathered us here today is for his testimony.
今天神的儿女们在地上成千上万,
and there's so many of God's children, millions of
them. 但是真正愿意背负这个见证的人并不多,
but those who are willing to be entrusted with this testimony, there are not many.
特别的恩典,
God has given us a special grace.
主这些年真的是借着我们许多的同工们许多侍奉主的人把多少宝贵的信息摆在我们中间,
that the Lord has, through his servants, have given us so many precious messages.
如果我们听见了我们没有反应,
and if we hear these messages without any reaction,
主要因着我们所听见的道审判我们,
the Lord will, through the doctrine that we have heard, he will judge us for it.
弟兄姊妹们,
friends, sisters,
就像使徒约翰所讲的一样,
just like our Apostle John,
神可以从石头中间为亚伯拉罕兴起子孙的,
and he can raise up children to Abraham through the stones.
现在, 在中国有这样多的一批弟兄姊妹, 在智利有这样弟兄姊妹, 他们在奋力地往前,
And we can see there's so many people in the Far East. These brothers and sisters are running ahead to the Lord.
盼望主在这里, 激励我们, 无论年长的, 年幼的,
May the Lord encourage us, whether we are old, whether we are young, that we rise up. That we would, for the testimony of the Lord, stand for Him. May His glory return to His people. To cause us to be a people prepared to receive our Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just want to thank you.
你是何等的怜悯我们。
You have such mercy upon us.
是你恩典的手, 慈爱的手, 把我们引到这条路上。
It is your hand of grace that has led us on this path.
主啊, 这不是我们的选择。
Lord, it's not by our own choosing.
我们也不会选择。
We would not be able to choose.
主啊, 我们糊里糊涂的, 你就带领我们来到这里, 这个光景中。
We are so puzzled, and yet you have brought us to this condition.
这么多年, 你一直恩待我们。
So many years have had grace upon us.
你一直把你的话摆在我们的中间。
You put your word among us.
一直在提醒我们。
You have been reminding us.
一直在鼓励我们。
You have been encouraging us.
主啊, 今天我们要求你怜悯。
Lord, may you have mercy upon us.
借着你的灵在我们中间做一点工。
That by your spirit you will do some work.
主啊, 使我们里面的光景能够复兴起来。
To cause our inner conditions to be revived.
今天在这个地上,
that as we are on earth,
在有些角落的里面,
that in the very corners, yet many hidden people.
主啊, 当众人都注意这个注意那个的时候,
and when we are paying attention to this and that,
他们的心注意到主的心意,
their hearts have been paying attention to your
我们求你保守我们,
will. Lord, may you keep us.
主啊, 今天就怜悯我们,
do they have mercy upon us?
无论我们中间年长年幼的,
whether we are old or young,
你都得着我们,
that you will obtain us.
让我们在温哥华为你做美好的见证,
cause us in Vancouver to be your good testimony.
仰望你的怜悯,
we
don't
that you would cause us to move away from this.
不让我们做到这个好的生活环境,
that Lord, we would not go back because of our good living conditions.
求你用全能的手握住我们。
Lord, may you by your almighty hand uphold us.
我们人就把敬拜归给你。
We just give our worship unto thee.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
再次把感谢归给你。
We give you thanks.
我们将祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.